This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I wonder if you would recommend locking down schools if you had to do it all over again.
Well, you know, again, it's first of all, I didn't recommend locking anything down.
Survey said.
When we had community spread, I recommended to the president that we shut the country down.
I'm caught in my own web of lies. This is all blowing up in my face.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Explain to us the health of our economy right now.
It's pining.
It's not pining. It's passed on. It's rung down the curtain and joined the choir invisible.
This is not an economy that's in recession.
We're in a transition, and it feels unique because it is unique.
Make no mistake. Democrats are trying to put lipstick on a pig.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. We have some cuts from President Trump's speech in D.C. today. First time he's been back to D.C. since the installation of Brandon as president in January of last year. And we also have some cuts from Brandon himself, and he's doing some really, really loud lip smack. That didn't even begin to tell you how bad it was. But you'll hear it as we go through the hour.
And it modernizes policing by calling for a fresh approach to recruit.
Can we quote you on that? All right. Time now for the chump line.
President Biden said yesterday that the country is not in a recession and that the average temperature last week was 65 degrees.
And don't forget the southern border is secure. And if you take a COVID shot, you won't get the virus. That's what he said. That's his story, and he's sticking to it.
Hey, Howie. You think I can tell my mortgage company that the first of the month's not the official definition of my due date?
Did you see, by the way, speaking of making payments on loans, that the Brandon administration has told the student loan debtors or the companies or the agencies not to send out notices on August 1st. So I think it's a pretty clear indication that he's going to try to buy some more votes by giving the hipsters and the layabouts another $10,000 in free money. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. I'm holding in my hand right now. Stop procrastinating and give Balance 7 a try. With code word Howie Start, you will receive a 32-ounce bottle. That's twice the size I've got for only $18.50. That's a good deal, and you can see how good it is. Get yours today at balance7.com. I'm going to have a sip now.
The left fears the loss of the mail-in ballot box. Now that our marriage to COVID is on the rocks, so to be sure their scam will endure, they will deploy their shiny new toy called Monkeypox.
I think it's going to be a hard sell, Monkeypox, now that we see that 99% of the population is really not in danger of getting monkeypox. But we'll see how it works out. Mail-in ballots, by the way. Did you see we had a problem with one of our gas winners? Said she hadn't gotten the check. And then it turned out she called back and said, oh, never mind. It just turned out that I didn't get my post office stopped delivering mail for a week. This was up in New Hampshire. You think there'll be more or less of that once they switch over to 40% electric vehicles?
AOC bought her handcuffs at the same place the armed J6 protesters got their weapons.
Good point. I can't believe that nobody ever mentions the fact that they didn't find any weapons among the heavily armed J6 protesters. Insurrectionists, excuse me.
Come on, man. You need to listen to my Treasury Minister, Janet Yellen. When Donald Trump was president, recession was defined as two quarters, but that was before transitory inflation. If anything, two quarters are now two nickels. Not a joke.
Because inflation has peaked. That's another one of their lines, peaked. And Brian Deese, the Belmont boy, who didn't go to Belmont Hill. He went to Belmont High, believe it or not, before he went to Middlebury, the wokest college in Vermont. He said that at one point that inflation was a good thing. Really? Maybe for pajama boys like you who have trust funds, but for most people, inflation is not a good thing.
Howard, you got to watch out. You keep pointing out how Hillary Clinton got low poll ratings, and she'll have to write another 300-page book, How the Polls Happened.
I don't know about that.
The potential of long-run COVID for Joe Biden is God's gift to the left.
Exactly. I thought the same thing when I read that headline today, that they say it's a terrible thing, this long COVID. And I know people are going to write in and say they have long COVID, but you know they're going to blame everything on long COVID for whatever he screws up from now on. That's, and they're saying, you know, one of the symptoms or characteristics of long COVID is brain fog. So apparently he came down with COVID long before it even was invented by the Red Chinese in Wuhan.
Gas prices are at historic averages. Over 92% of Democrats would reelect me. And two quarters of negative growth is not a recession. That's my word as a Biden, Jack.
And if you don't believe it, you're a lying dog-faced pony soldier. By the way, someone, 413, says, H, safeandsecurema.com isn't getting me to where I want to go. That's because it's the wrong one. It's fairandsecurema.com. Fairandsecurema.com isn't getting me to where I want to. That's where you want to go to find out where to sign the petitions.
Hi, Howie. My pronouns are this and that, and I'm sitting next to the radio wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt.
Yeah, do we have that sound cut of Kamala? We probably do.
Good afternoon. I want to welcome these leaders for coming in to have this very important discussion about some of the most pressing issues of our time. I am Kamala Harris. My pronouns are she and her. I am a woman sitting at the table wearing a blue suit. And
good afternoon. I'm Howie Carr. My pronouns are he and him. And I'm sitting at the table wearing a Let's Go Brandon t-shirt.
Oh my God, Joe Biden has COVID? Well, I hope it doesn't affect his razor-sharp intellect or his acrobatic-like reflexes.
Two words to remember. Brain fog. Brain fog. How dare you make fun of this man who is suffering from asthma, cancer, dementia, and last but not least, brain fog.
What sort of exercise is he doing?
I knew that was going to come. I knew. And I should have asked. I think it says a lot, and I spoke to Dr. O'Connor earlier today, that the president is feeling, you know, well, and we should be thrilled and wanting him to have that negative test. I'm sure you guys are waiting for that as well, so you can see him in person, that he's doing well enough to say that he wants to work out. I think it's been reported in the past that he likes to do weights and he likes to be, you know, do the treadmills. I don't think I'm sharing anything confidential here.
likes to molest his aides, according to Tara Reid. We'll know he's back to normal when he brings in a 7-year-old girl into the Oval Office and tries to sniff her hair.
Howie, Bill Welcolly. When I first ran for governor 32 years ago, I had one goal. Bring back happy hour. It's finally happening. I'm so happy I could cry.
That's a good one. I don't think Weld ever made a move to bring back happy hour. It was still kind of a raw issue back when he was chief executive officer of the Commonwealth. But its time has come. I just want to hear Mike Dukakis screaming and yelling about bringing back happy hour. But he's been asleep for many decades now.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message at any time between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And the number to call is 844-500-4242. That's 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message, you may hear it later on in the show, or later on after the show, I should say. We post a second chump line of the day, Chop Chumps, where we use the messages that we didn't play just now. Chop Chumps is available around 7 p.m. every evening, weeknights, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts. Today's chump line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and give Balance 7 a try. With code word Howie Start, you will receive a 32-ounce bottle for only $18.50. It'll give you a chance to try it out. You get that's a 20-day supply. It's a great product. You'll love it. Get yours today at balance7.com.
Hi, Howie. My pronouns are this and that, and I'm sitting next to the radio wearing a Let's Go Brandon shirt.
603 says Brandon's not working out. No, he's not. 857, you have to have a brain to have brain fog. 917, now that Biden has COVID, they're renaming it the Boobonic Plague. Boobonic Plague. Get it, boob? 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
He's got to be the king.
Howie Carr. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
We told you earlier that it's being reported that Tony Dow, Wally Cleaver, and Leave It to Beaver was dead. Now it's being reported that he is still alive. His wife mistakenly believed he was dead. His wife said that he was dead. And it was posted on his official Facebook page this morning. Dow's management said his wife, Lauren Shulkind, believed her husband was dead and passed the message on to his team. She is reportedly distraught over the error. As we are sure you can understand, this has been a very trying time for her. While he's doing, we have since received a call from Tony's daughter-in-law saying that while Tony is not doing well, he has not yet passed. But his son said he's in his last hours, as they put it. So that's the latest. He's still alive, but he's on his way out. 844-500-4242. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider, and they have been on the front lines fighting for your values. Patriot Mobile has plans for almost any budget, and they offer the same nationwide coverage as all the major carriers. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Use the offer code Howie to get free activation. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results?
Who is the most likely Democratic presidential nominee if it isn't Joe Biden? Pete Buttigieg, Kamala Harris, Amy Klobuchar, Gavin Newsom, Bernie Sanders, or Elizabeth Warren?
And the reason we're asking this question is, according to a new poll out from the Survey Center at University of New Hampshire today, Biden is now in second place among New Hampshire Democrats. New Hampshire Democrats, first in the nation primary in the Granite State. 17% for Buttigieg, 16% for Biden. And among second choices, Biden comes in eighth with 2%. So it looks like perhaps a changing of the guard. This is the worst poll I've seen yet, actually, even though it's just one state. So I say Buttigieg. Who are the respondents voting for?
Buttigieg is clawing his way up the totem pole here to second place, 14%. Third place goes to Bernie Sanders, 13%. First place, Gavin Newsom, 52%.
Wow. It's hard to imagine that he would be doing that well in one of our polls. 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, so Kamala actually knows what a woman is. She introduced herself as one. She must be a biologist. Yes, she must be a biologist. Jay, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jay.
Hi, Howie. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, look, the Teflon Don is coming back, and the real Teflon Don. But the reign of terror by ignorance and incompetence is going to be over in just under 4.5 months now. There's going to be a house cleaning like you ain't never seen. I just listened to the Trump broadcast out of the Washington, D.C.,
yeah, was he?
I guess you didn't get a chance to hear. You're running a show, so that's you couldn't hear it.
No, but anyway, I've got the cuts. We'll play them. We'll play the cuts when we come back. Yeah, go ahead.
The list is going to be Buttigieg, Mayorkas, Garland, Biden, Harris, and Pelosi, and it doesn't end there. It's going to be Levine, Yellen, Stockholm, and McConnell. McConnell is a culprit. He's of no use to the party. And I'm telling you right now, they're an albatross around the neck of the American people.
I tend to agree with you, but he has done a couple of good things. He stopped Merrick Garland from getting on the Supreme Court, and he helped get those three Trump people onto the Supreme Court. It could have been a lot worse. Thanks for the call, Jay. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Hey, Howie. Once they start burning down the FBI, which it's long overdue, the first one I would like to see go, even before McCabe, would be Horowitz.
He's the inspector general. I mean, he hasn't done a great job, but there are worse inspector generals than him, believe it or not. I know that's faint praise, but there are worse, aren't there?
He's an Obama appointee. That's
I understand.
All I have to know.
I understand. He gets a term, but at least he puts it down on the record that that McCabe lied three times under oath, including twice on the day he became the acting director. I mean, I have such low standards for any of those people. I don't have any confidence in him. And that's one, by the way, that's one reason why Sussman wasn't convicted, that and the fact that the jury pool is tainted by the fact that they're all Democrat hacks. But, he had those phone records of James Baker, the FBI agent, with the text messages, but he never turned them over to the special counsel, John Durham. And it's just, all this stuff is just, it's so convoluted. It's so complicated. It's hard to keep up with it all. But again, I look for small favors in the swamp. All right. Thanks for the call, Charlie. 844-500-4242. We'll play some Trump cuts and some Biden cuts. We come back and keep taking your calls. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Go to fairandsecurema.com and check out where to sign the petitions to give the voters a chance to vote thumbs up or thumbs down on driver's licenses for illegal aliens in Massachusetts. fairandsecurema.com. Taylor, there's two new volunteers tonight in your neck of the woods at the Fairhaven Stop and Shop. They'll be there till 7, so
oh, great.
Check it out.
I think my wife went to sign that one today.
And Ernie's in Woburn. They got they were one of the earlier uh, places to sign. It's a service station. They got their signatures back again. A bunch of Republicans are at community center in West Barnstable. But all, you know, we can't go down the whole list, but just go to fairandsecurema.com, and there's some place to sign every day, including all the weekdays. So check it out. We need those 40,000 plus signatures by August 24th. We're under a month now. I think we're doing okay, but we need every signature. By the way, if you're having problems with inflation, brandinflation, and you could use a little bit of extra dough, there is a way to get some extra dough. Go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com, and check out our all of our store and our cheap bastard deals, including in defensive strategies in Manchester, New Hampshire. It's a great place, a premier firearms training company. You can get a $125 gift certificate for $62.50. But while you're there at our store at HowieCarShow.com, enter your email address. If you enter your email address, you'll be entered to win $50 a day every weekday from my show and from Grace's show. All you got to do is go to HowieCarShow.com, enter your email address, and as long as you're on the email list, no obligations, you're entered to win twice a day, weekdays. It's time now to announce today's $50 winner for gas money for my show. Can I have the drum roll? Bill from Lawrence, Massachusetts, you have won $50 for gas from Howie and Grace. Look for an email from store@HowieCarShow with instructions. If you want to win $50 for gas or anything else from Howie and Grace, go to HowieCarShow.com and sign up for a chance to win $50 every weekday in gas money, twice a day. 844-500-4242. 508 says, what's this obsession with Buttigieg? He's accomplished nothing, was the mayor the size of a city, about as big as Taunton for 4 years, and has been an absolute disaster at transportation. I'm not obsessed. He's gay. Do you understand? They want the new flavor every time. The first black guy, the first black woman, the first gay. That's all they're looking for.
They didn't have the first gay.
No, but he would be the first gay. That's what I mean.
No, he wouldn't.
Well, who would be the first gay?
Trump had a cabinet member who was openly gay.
No, but I mean the first gay president, though.
Oh, president. Okay.
Because we can't really be sure about James Buchanan. We've heard the rumors, but at this point, who knows? 844-500-4242. Patrick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Patrick.
Hey, Howie, I don't know if we're going to be able to get rid of the FBI and the Justice Department, but what we can do is start to recognize that these agencies are way overfunded. I mean, the Department of Justice has a budget of over $35 billion, and the FBI has a budget of over $10 billion. And what we're finding is that the more we fund these agencies, it doesn't make them better at their core mission. So,
no kidding,
they're not very good at prosecuting, predators that rape gymnasts. But they are, all they do is they have extra money to cause trouble.
Right. These are all they're very good at political prosecutions, though, Patrick. You have to give them that.
Yeah, but that doesn't keep us safer. And
no, I know.
You know, they've become the threat to the democracy.
I agree. Larry Nassar, they let him run amok. The Boston Marathon bombers run amok. Whitey Bulger run amok. But they don't get any of the people who need to be gotten. They get Roger Stone. They get Peter Navarro. They get Carter Page, or they try to get Carter Page. It's absurd. 603 says Rick Grinnell would be great running the FBI. You know what they would say? Oh, he doesn't have any law enforcement experience. Exactly. That's who you need. You need somebody fresh to come in there. And he has some law enforcement experience, I guess, when his job's in intelligence in the Trump administration.
He'd be the first openly gay head of the FBI.
Keyword openly.
Openly, yes.
Of course, yes. Openly gay. Yeah. I think that would be, Rick Grinnell would be great. He would be fantastic. You need somebody in there. Some people are saying Rudy Giuliani, but he's over the hill. I love Rudy, but he's over the hill. He couldn't he couldn't handle it. You need somebody who's going to go in there and somebody who has just got to be immune. He's got to have no skeletons in the closet. I know Rick Grinnell is openly gay, so I'm assuming that he would be a safe pick in the sense that he couldn't be blackmailed. That's one of the problems when you have these deep state intelligence that has access to everybody's social media and voicemails, texts, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it's hard to find somebody who is as pure as Caesar's wife. 844-500-4242. Tyler, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tyler.
Hi, so I got a dilemma. I like making fun of Joe Biden's complete idiocracy as much as the next guy, but honestly, I feel like it would be irresponsible not to. But I'm noticing that Democrats are starting to shift, and they're starting to throw him under the bus to try and make it look like, you know, this stuff's not working because it's Joe Biden doing it.
Right.
Rather than, you know, it's not working because just poofing money out of thin air.
Tyler, does anybody seriously think, including Democrats, as we're seeing from the polls, that Joe Biden is really in charge? Nobody thinks that, do they?
Yeah, but they're throwing him under the bus and they're acting like these are his ideas. So it's like, oh, look, you know, socialism's not the problem. It's just Joe Biden doesn't know how to do it right.
I think that's a very difficult argument for them to make at this point. I mean, I know that's what they've always said. You know, communism, oh, they didn't do it right in the Soviet Union or in Cuba or in Venezuela or in the Warsaw Pact nations, but we're going to do it right here. I don't know. I don't see it. Thanks for the call, Tyler. Let's play some of Donald Trump, actually. We'll play some cuts. Trump was, these cuts look like they were very good today. Let's start with cut 19. This is Donald Trump. He was his think tank in D.C. This is the first time he's been back to D.C. since he left the presidency. Cut 19.
The American dream is being torn to shreds, and we will not have a country left if this economic, social, and attack on civilization itself is not quickly reversed. Newt Gingrich, friend of mine who's in our audience, told me this morning that our country has not been this weak in terms of prestige and relative economics and respect since the Civil War. And yet, there is time for us to bring America back from the brink. It's at the brink. Got to bring it back from the brink. We gather today on the verge of a historic midterm election. The American people are poised to reject the failed reign of Joe Biden, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and the radical left in a momentous landslide. This is an incredible opportunity.
Newt Gingrich had a really interesting column a couple of days ago on his own website. And he said that, you know, they have polls like in Georgia, for instance, where he used to represent in Congress, showing that Warnock is ahead of Herschel Walker, or they're running neck and neck. And he said, don't worry about these state-by-state polls in the Senate, because the Senate has become a national election. And people are just going to vote to throw all the rascals out. And he said there's going to be a big sweep, not just the House, which everybody assumes the House is gone, including Democrats, but also the Senate, that the Republicans are going to take over. Very interesting column. I think I put it on Howie's homework a couple of days ago. I like the way Trump put attack on civilization. That's really a good way to put it. That's what it is. Attack on civilization. Cut 20.
We're living in such a different country for one primary reason. There is no longer respect for the law, and there certainly is no order. Our country is now a cesspool of crime. We have blood, death, and suffering on a scale once unthinkable because of the Democrat Party's effort to destroy and dismantle law enforcement all throughout America. It has to stop, and it has to stop now.
It's true. Eric Adams, the mayor of New York City, Democrat, he's part of the problem, basically. But he was saying today, there's a, you know, first the Zeldin, the congressman who's running for the the governorship of New York was attacked on attempted murder last week up in upstate New York, and they just let the guy go. He's now facing federal charges, but the DA up there let him go. And today there's videotape. It's only going to be on Fox or Newsmax. You're not going to see it on CNN or MSNBC. There's this punk in the subways, and this cop is trying to collar him, and he's just wailing on the cop, just hitting him over and over again. And they get the cuffs on him, they get him down, and the guy is out 2 hours later, just like the guy who tried to kill Congressman Zeldin. And Eric Adams, you know, say what you will about him, he's a former cop in New York City. He said, we can't go on like this. We just can't have these, no bail. Just people, you get to keep trying to kill people until you kill them. And then we finally, put you behind bars. Now, then he's talking about the drug traffickers. They made another huge fentanyl bust today in Arizona. And as you know, there were two illegal aliens in California a couple of weeks ago in Tulare County. And a judge let them go. 150,000 pills, fentanyl pills, enough to kill millions of people. And the judge just let them go with no bail. And guess what? They didn't show up. Play cut 21.
It's time to get brutally tough on the dealers and traffickers and narco-terrorist cartels who are stealing over 200,000 American lives a year. And that's a very low number compared to what the real number is. It's a very low. Think of it. 200,000. You don't lose that in wars. You don't lose that in wars. And yes, these drug traffickers should and must receive the death penalty. And I'll tell you, just from dealing with the heads of other countries, I said to President Xi of China, do you have a drug problem? No, no, no. Why do we ask such a question? No. He almost didn't know what I was talking about. No, no. I said, why do you think? Well, if somebody is selling drugs, they get the quick trial. Quick trial. Never forget. What is quick trial? Meaning it goes fast. And they get the death penalty. But when I asked him, I said, do you have in any way... No drug problem. They do have a drug problem. You know what they do? They make drugs and send them into our country. But I had it stopped. That was a drug problem they had.
The death penalty in China, they shoot you in the back of the head, and then they send your family, your survivors, a bill for the bullet, 10 cents, 20 cents, whatever it is. And then they harvest your organs. That's the way they handle it in China. And again, he's right. They don't have the same kind of drug problems anyway. They have a problem with totalitarian measures, but we're trying to catch up with them, aren't we? 844-500-4242. Does the current nationwide shortage of infant formula have you asking, what's next? Did you know that nearly 100% of our nation's supply of antibiotics is produced outside the United States, mainly in China and India? If we can't control our own domestically produced baby formula, what about all of the life-saving medications that are produced overseas? Many experts predict that if there were a supply chain disruption in the pharmaceutical industry, pharmacies could run out of most antibiotics in a matter of weeks. Thankfully, there is a new service to help you prepare for just such an event. Have you heard of the Jace case? It's a pack of 5 different courses of antibiotics that you can use to treat a long list of bacterial illnesses, including UTIs, respiratory infections, sinusitis, and skin infections. Every household needs at least one Jace case. Go to jasemedical.com, that's J-A-S-E medical.com, right now, and use the code word Howie for $10 off your Jace case. You won't regret it. This is something you need for peace of mind. That's code word Howie for $10 off at jasemedical.com, J-A-S-E, jasemedical.com. I'm Howie Carr.
Did you miss part of today's show?
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Just search Howie Carr on your favorite podcast app and listen anywhere, anytime. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
I generally watch the president's speeches either on Newsmax or Right Side Broadcasting on wherever I can get it. I don't think it's on YouTube anymore, but I can generally pick it up somewhere. But, you know, when he's out on the hustings on the campaign trail, they kind of get repetitive. I like to just watch him to see what he's doing. But this was a much better speech. This was more thought out and prepared. It was much better all the way around. And we're going to keep playing more cuts as the day goes on, and we've still got the Brandon cuts to play. We got a lot of stuff to play, actually, and we got all this Fauci lying. He did an interview with Batya Ungar Sargon. She's an editor at I forget where she's an editor, but she wrote a book about the news industry. It doesn't seem like Fauci, if he knew anything about her, would have given her an interview, but he did, and she got some good stuff. She got him lying. I know that's easy to do, but he really stepped on it this time, stepped in it. We'll play some of those cuts, too, in the next hour. Dana, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dana.
Hi, Howie. You know, I started having my doubts about the FBI way back when Richard Jewell.
Yeah.
There was a bomb there at the Atlanta.
Right, at the Olympics. Right.
They destroyed his life.
Absolutely. They destroyed a lot of people's lives, Dana.
Yeah. Well, I'd like to nominate you to write a book, but then again, I don't want the FBI coming after you.
They've been after me. There's a lot of books have been written about the FBI, Dana. The books have been written about Richard Jewell. Books have been written about Whitey Bulger. I've written some of the books about Whitey Bulger. Books are being written about Dr. Nasser and the Boston Marathon bombers. I mean, this would have to be a multi-volume series, kind of like the decline and fall of the Roman Empire, or Winston Churchill's memoirs about World War II,
or Kennedy Babylon.
Kennedy Babylon. They could use about 40 more pages, but I don't think it needs a third volume. Actually, Taylor. Thanks for making that suggestion, though, Dana. If I wrote a book, it'd be about the Boston FBI office. There's three generations of corrupt agents from H. Paul Rico to Zip Connolly and John Morris, all the way up to Peter Strzok. All the bad guys come through Boston. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, just wanted to say Newt Gingrich is right on. He's a historian. And when he was telling President Trump that this is the worst it's been since the Civil War, people really need to take that to heart because he knows his history. And I saw an example, Howie, New York City, the two black officers were in the subway, and this young kid who already had an arrest was beaten on this cop and had him in a headlock. And I just watched, I said, and they let him out the next day, Howie. And I think he had a prior with a gun. Now, this is insanity. I mean, it's like, is this country suicidal?
You're right. And David, they just happened to have this on videotape. This kind of stuff is happening every day. If you read the New York Post, this is happening over and over and over again. And they're not doing anything about it in Albany to fix the problems they created. I'm Howie Carr.